This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 5. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews 11:1. It says there, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." End of quote. The most critical example of faith was evident in the life history of a teenage girl in Israel, the mother of Jesus Christ, Mary. A perfect example for us to follow. In heaven, God said to the angel Gabriel this, "Gabriel, the eternal plan of the redemption of human beings was going to start now." And then he commanded him to go and announce the most important message ever heard on this earth to this girl. Mary received the word of God as it is. She showed the actual example of faith toward God, didn't she? Now imagine Mary's thoughts and refer our today's insight that says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." End of quote. Mary had assurance in her mind regarding the hope given to her by the word of God. She had the conviction of things not seen. Believed in God and His message. That is why she could say this, "Let it be to me according to your word." End of quote. Faith is essential and foundational to everyone. Hebrews 6 says, "Faith is one of the foundations of the Christian life." Everyone has faith in something. We live in a period when there is a vast atheist movement happens. The atheists attack faith and ridicule Christians because we believe in a God we have never seen. However, they need more faith to believe in what they believe. They also believe in something they have never seen. They believe in a Big Bang, what that happened millions of years ago that brought the universe suddenly into existence. They did not see it and no one ever saw it, but still they have faith in it. They also have faith in a single cell amoeba that in their imagination came out of the sea, which resulted in thousands of species and creatures that we see today. To me, atheism warrants more faith to believe in such a senseless phenomenon. Today's famous and well-known atheists have never seen it with their eyes. Moreover, nobody saw it. However, they still have faith in it. Interesting, right? Beloved, the Big Bang would not result in such a designed, organized, and beautiful universe that we see around us. Sun, moon, and stars and its chores and courses, Earth's seasons that follow one after another in an organized way, the birds, the sky above us, and millions of stars and galaxies, all working in its ordained path, happened not because of the Big Bang, but because of an intelligent creator, God's voice behind it. The first book of the Bible called Genesis explains it all. It was God's word and His voice that created such a designed and beautiful universe around us. Genesis chapter 1. Beloved, our today's insight says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Indeed, the universe was created by the word of God. Ralph Waldo Emerson said this, "All have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not known." Let me repeat that again. "All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not known." End of quote. Beloved, this is my conclusion. Because God created such a beautiful, organized, and designed field universe around me, because God formed me meticulously and supernaturally when I was in my mother's womb, as the scripture affirms, I can trust God that He would bring beauty, order, and design out of life when I put my faith in Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father, I believe you are the Creator God who created this beautiful, organized, beautifully designed universe around me. I give my life to your hand. Please take my life. beauty designed to it so that you will be glorified and magnified throughout my life. I place my faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world and died in my place for all of my sins. I'm sorry for my sins, and I put my faith in you now. Accept me, Lord. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in